I'm Tom Ashbrook. Coming up on the next On Point, farm subsidies are back on the table on Capitol Hill. We'll look at their giant impact on trade, the economy, and what we eat. That's coming up on the next On Point from NPR.
Join us for the special presentation this morning at 9 here on WILL Urbana.
And that special on the Farm Bill just about 10 minutes away here on AM 580. It's 8:50, though, and time now for our pre-opening commodity market report with Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good Monday morning, everyone. The overnight trade was sharply lower at the Chicago Board of Trade, and will we see follow-through off of the opening bell? We'll discuss that with Brian Maple in just a few minutes. Midwest direct hog markets today are called steady to firm amid ideas of improved demand on wider packer margins and opinions among some livestock dealers that supplies could be a bit tight. Terminals are called steady to higher with top prices from $44.50 to $50. Peoria called 50 cents to a dollar higher today with a top price of $44.50. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Friday, July 13th, negotiated swine purchases were $14,405 for the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis. The base price range was $60 to $69.01. The weighted average, $65.35, a gain of $1.09 from last Thursday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $46.17 to $54, the weighted average $51.93. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were $8,779. The base price range was $57.75 to $71.09, the weighted average at $67.16, a gain of $1.07 from last Thursday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $45.82 to $53, and the weighted average was $50.83. Joining us now with a look at today's agricultural weather is Mike Sola. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Dave. And abbreviated on the weather today, since we will be joining the NPR report at the top of the hour. But looks like there could be some substantial rains across at least portions of the Corn Belt this week. And good news for portions of eastern Indiana in through a good portion of Ohio, looking in excess of 2.5 inches of rain for the week. Stationary boundary is going to get bottled up across the northern portion of Illinois, stretching across northern Indiana into Ohio. And along that boundary, scattered showers and thunderstorms will form this week and redevelop at various times. And again, some locations could pick up in excess of 5 inches of rain. At least that's right now the forecast from the Climate Prediction Center. And right now the bullseye for the heaviest rain looks to be across northern Illinois and southern Wisconsin. Southern Illinois will be a little bit shortchanged on this round of precipitation, with expectations of less than a half inch for most of southern Illinois. Again, amounts do increase as you head to the north from there. It looks like central Illinois will generally be in a range between an inch and a half, and a few locations may pick up more than 3 inches of rain this week. We're also looking for that big dome of heat to build, and we do expect to see temperatures into the 90s with dew points into the 70s. So that's going to not only start to stress some of the farm animals, but also it will add a lot of heat and humidity to the air. But again, with a few disturbances rolling through, that may translate into some heavy rainfall at times, again, mainly for the eastern Corn Belt. Western and northern sections of the Corn Belt, precipitation drops off drastically once you get into central Iowa. Very little rain is expected across the Dakotas and through Nebraska this week. Eastern Nebraska may see several chances for showers and thunderstorms with an excess of an inch in a few locations, but does look like a precipitation for this week will be favoring the eastern portion of the Corn Belt, and in that subsection, northern areas will probably pick up the most rain. As far as that heat and humidity building, it will stretch across the northern plains with above average temperatures this week. We'll get a few days with temperatures in the mid-90s across the central portion of Illinois and into northern and central Indiana. But the cool air will quickly return to the area this weekend and back to around average temperatures. So all in all, it looks like it should be a pretty decent week as far as growing conditions. A little hot at the onset and a little dry for the northern and western Corn Belt, but that's nothing. That's earth-shaking news as they've been in a rain deficit for much of the growing season. With a look at the growing area weather, I'm Mike Sola.
Agricultural programming on WILL is made possible by Farm Credit Services of Illinois. Farm Credit Services of Illinois has been providing for farmers' credit and insurance needs for over 90 years, including real estate, operating and machinery loans, crop and life insurance protection, and programs for young and beginning farmers.
In the Sunday overnight trading session, Kansas City September wheat opened at 603 and a quarter, down 5 3/4. Last trade down 7. At the Board of Trade, September wheat opened at 611 and 3/4, down 9. Last trade down 10 and a quarter. December 628 and a quarter, down 7. Last trade down 9 and a half. September corn opened at 347, down 7 3/4. Last trade down 16 and a half. December 362 and a quarter, down 6 1/4. Last trade down 17. March 375 and a half, down 6 1/4. Last trade down 16 3/4. August beans open at 908, down 13 3/4. Last trade down 25 3/4. September 924, down 7 1/4. Last trade down 26. November 934, down 14 3/4. Last trade down 27 1/4.
Agricultural programming is made possible by Stuart Peterson. For over 20 years, Stuart Peterson has helped farmers manage both marketing opportunities and risks through their analysis, advice, and action. Stuart Peterson's team of experts and strategic consulting approach utilize the latest technology. Stuart Peterson, confidence like never before. More information is available at www.stuart-peterson.com.
Joining us on the phone to talk about the markets, Brian Maple of FC Stone and Company in Indianapolis, Indiana. Good morning, Brian.
Good morning, Dave.
Well, the overnight was down sharply. All that weather talk about hot weather from Friday erased in the latest run. I guess the question is, how much to the downside risk are we looking at today?
Well, I mean, think that you could end up seeing some sharply lower markets. The overnight saw some very good volume out here, which is kind of unusual, and it had to be funds that were more than likely the sellers out here. If they made the decision to liquidate positions, you know, down 15 cents in corn could draw us limit down. Down 25 cents in beans could draw us limit down as they continue to walk out of positions. Typically, the fund will buy stuff on into the July, early July days, and if they don't see a threat to the crop, they'll liquidate and many times actually go short as we go into new crop. I certainly don't expect for them to go short this year, but I could see them continuing to liquidate. They've got record positions on beans, and they're still long 200,000 net length in the corn market, so we could still see some sizable liquidation by these guys. It's all about weather, Dave. I mean, we walked away on Friday thinking we were going to be hot and dry all week. We come back in here on Monday, or actually Sunday night, looking at a much more moderate temperature system with some rain in it. There were some decent rains overnight in Nebraska. At least a narrow strip of Iowa saw some decent rains, and now there's talk of some very good rains across northern Illinois, Indiana, and Ohio. So certainly the crop is much more beneficial today than what it was walking away on Friday, and that's why they call it a futures market, is they're betting on the come, thinking that we are going to get some weather out here, and we're right in the midst of pollination. I would anticipate crop condition ratings to drop 3 or 4 points tonight based on the heat that we had last week, but that's going to get trumped by the weather as we move forward.
So we have about 45 seconds or so left. Then what should producers be doing today ahead of this?
I think that if you've got just a small number of beans sold, just go get some beans sold. These are still some very good price levels on beans. Corn, I've got a fair bit of corn on the books, so I'm not in a real rush. But if you don't have a lot of corn sold, these still are not bad values to go get some corn locked down. At least use some puts. I'd caution on the corn about using the futures because you're still sitting here well below what the insurance numbers are. So I'd probably use put options, and I'd use the September.
And another 30 seconds or so, and let's look at the wheat. It had better staying power overnight.
Yeah, the wheat's going to be a follower. It's going to feel the damage of the corn and bean markets and draw down probably 8 to 10 cents on the start this morning and then kind of go from there. But I've been bearish wheat anyhow. I think wheat's already turned the corner, and it's going to stay on the weak side. It'll find some support from people liquidating long corn, long bean, short wheat positions. So the wheat will find some support off of that today, Dave.
Thank you, Brian.
Thanks.
Brian Maple of FC Stone and Company. He is in Indianapolis, Indiana. You're listening to WILO Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. We now join the call-in program All on Point from BUR in Boston. The topic this morning, the 2007 Farm Bill. We'll have the opening market report following the show at 9:58:30.